uncomfortable is not a choice, but where you experience it is. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I'm Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. I wanted to share with you today, I think a few years back, we did an episode on Joshua Metcalf's book, Chop Wood, Carry Water. If you have not read it, it's a really great, easy read, excellent for developing perseverance and discipline. In that book, he says, uncomfortable is not a choice, but where you experience it is. There's going to be something in your life that is uncomfortable. And it probably reminds me of that cliche that you've heard before, I'm sure, that says, choose your hard. You know, being overweight is hard. Losing weight is hard. Choose your hard. Having pain and aches and different weaknesses throughout your body, that's hard. And working out is hard. So choose your hard. And that's essentially what he's saying here, in that uncomfortable isn't a choice. It's coming for all of us, but where you experience that discomfort is. It was absolutely uncomfortable for me when I was working my butt off to build my business. That was very uncomfortable. But at the same time, working for somebody else in a job that I didn't love and living paycheck to paycheck, that was really uncomfortable as well. So I'll choose the discomfort of creating my own thing and busting my butt and working long nights and long weekends and holidays and all of that kind of stuff. In the book, he says, after that line, uncomfortable isn't a choice, but where you experience it is, he says, life will always be difficult somewhere. You can choose to experience that difficulty now, or you can push it off until later, but everything has a cost. Nothing comes free. Hard isn't a choice. Where you experience it often is. Choose your hard, right? It might be hard to get up when your alarm goes off in the morning and do that workout. But years of skipping your workout and not investing in your body is often harder. You might be able to delay the discomfort, defer the discomfort, but it's coming. Discomfort isn't a choice, but where you experience it is. I'll see you tomorrow.